Tight ball game throughout here. Six lead changes, nine ties in this game, but a big run in that second half with about 5 minutes to go for the Mavericks really was really the big story of today's ball game.
We didn't play very well. They came out with a lot of energy and were ready to play. We weren't. For someone to shoot, 29 free throws and a half, like I've just never heard of that before. Both times they beat us, they've shot it really, really well from the foul line, a very, very high percentage with a lot of free throws. So I'm pretty frustrated because the first half of the game, the way they called the game, the second half were night and day. I mean, it wasn't even the same game. I'm not even sure, really, to tell you the truth, what even happened. I mean, we played really, really poorly. Had a lot of momentum going into these last couple games, and all of that just kind of feel like it just vanished tonight.
And got started off kind of a mixed bag, a variety of players. You had eight different players scoring that first half there, and it was good balance across the board there. But then the second half, Jameer Thomas really kind of carried your team a little bit. He was pretty consistent both halves and ended up 3-of-4 or 3 with 25 points, but 8 rebounds, only 2 in the half.
Yeah, I mean, Jameer's a really good player, so even when he has bad nights, his numbers still look good. He didn't play with a ton of energy. He played a little flat. I mean, he tried to pick it up in times, but, you know, that's not the same Jameer that we've seen the last 3 games. And if you kind of go back to when we're winning games, when we're losing games, it's not to put everything on Jameer, but it's when he plays well, we win. And when he doesn't, it's hit and miss. So no time to even think about it. Got to turn right back around. I mean, we have one day to prepare for, you know, our last road game over at Colby. Then we got, you know, an extremely good Barton County team here on sophomore night. And then we're going to go on the road probably to either Cloud or Independence is what it looks like. But now we put ourselves in a position where we need to win a game to be able to lock in the 5-seed, which I thought going into tonight we're pretty much locked in. And it's a lot of things have to happen for us not to be the 5-seed. But we kind of put it in some other people's hands. So now we got to take care of business at Colby, who's playing a really good Barton County team tonight. So we'll scout that game tonight and we'll get our guys as mentally prepared as we possibly can. And just take this as a little speed bump, throw it out the window, and got to get going again.
For whatever reason, I think Mavericks seem to be just a tough matchup. I think that duo of Chris Freeman and Miles Gibson, they're tough matchups, and they do a good job of trying to get to the line, and they did that especially in the second half.
Yeah, those are two, you know, Division I basketball players. They're both very, very good. And I'm fine with, you know, holding Freeman to 13. I think that's pretty good. You know, Miles at 26, but he makes 15 free throws. But, you know, I mean, like the Cal Wright kid, number 12, I mean, he has 21. He goes 5-for-8 from 3. I mean, that's barely a guy that we even really talked about that much as scouts. So to have a role player like that come in and have that big of a game, man, that really, really hurts you. But, I mean, I'm not going to make any excuses. They went 28-for-29. Not in the game. Not in the game. In a half.
Yeah.
In the second half. So how does – I mean, just explain this to me. They went 3-for-6. They shot 6 free throws in the first half. What the heck happened in the second half? They go from 6 to 29.
I was surprised myself when I saw that. I couldn't believe that.
I mean, that's just an unbelievable stat. I mean, I've been doing this. This is my 16th year as a college basketball coach. I've never seen someone go 28-for-29 from the foul line in a half. I mean, so literally, we almost have one guy shooting more than our entire team. Yeah, so we make 14 free throws. Miles makes 15 on his own. So we had one guy make more free throws than our entire team. I mean, I'm pretty frustrated, but it is what it is, and we just got to find a way. It's conference basketball. We didn't play well tonight. We gave one away. Obviously, with, you know, moving the game up, we the gym was flat. We weren't ready to play. The band's not here. A lot of things that we can make excuses on, but they came in here and just whooped our tail, especially the second half.
Now, Wednesday night, you're going to go to a kind of a hostile environment there at Colby there, and you mentioned the Trojans hosting Barton tonight, and I know that's a game that you'd love to get an opportunity to even the series with.
Yeah, Barton's a really good team, and they're going to finish in the top four, so we got our work cut out for us. I mean, sorry, we talked about Colby, and Colby's a really good team. I think Coach Rusty Groff over there might be the coach of the year. I mean, he's done a heck of a job. I mean, they don't have a ton of talent, but he maxes everything out of them. They run great stuff. They play very, very hard. I'm very impressed with him as a coach. So I've got to do a better job of getting my team ready to play and focus. I've got to find a way to kind of steal us some buckets and get the ball where we need it. But I can't – countless times we get the ball 2 feet from the basket, blow a layup, you know, run a play, miss free throws. I mean, just – a lot of stuff we just kind of – I feel like I told this to our team, you know, I've said this the last 3 games where I said, guys, nobody can beat us when we're playing hard, playing tough, and playing together. I said, we only beat ourselves. So when we understand that, if we just do those things, we're going to be fine. But, you know, a lot of it dictates on, you know, when shots are going on. When we're making threes, oh, we're the best team in the country. We're making 10, 12, 14 threes like we did the last couple games. We're great. But that's fool's gold. That's not going to happen every night. So we can't dictate how hard we play in defense just because the ball is going in or it's not going in. Those are the times when you got to really step up and play even harder because the shot's not going in. And we haven't quite figured that out yet. But this game doesn't hurt us standing-wise, things like that, really. It's just frustrating because we were kind of on a roll. I really wanted to go on a roll going to break, and we still can do that. So, you know, I'm going to really work hard in the next 48 hours to make sure we have a great game plan going to that Colby game.
Once again, Coach Patrick Neat joining us here post-game. Busters lose a tough one here this afternoon, 82-74 at Colby on Wednesday, and then Barton for sophomore day on Saturday. And, Coach, thanks for joining me here, and hope good luck to you guys coming up on Wednesday night up at Colby.
I appreciate it. This probably wasn't one of the interviews I wanted to do, but it's the right thing to do, so thank you.
I thank you again.